President Bush's inauguration is just a few days away, and among those invited to march down Pennsylvania Avenue in the big parade is a unique group of Civil War reenactors from Georgia. They'll be wearing their finest 19th century uniforms, black felt hats, brass buttons, and blue, that's right, blue coats. This Southern group will pay homage to Union soldiers who fought in the war between the states. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Emily Kopp reports.
Atlanta native and historian Philip Whiteman says his ancestors fought for the Confederacy. So he admits, it may seem strange. Friends have convinced him to spend weekends dressed in the Union blue of the 21st Ohio Regiment.
Being a Southerner, I never thought of putting on a blue uniform, but I did go to a couple of reenactments with them, got excited about it. My wife was excited about wearing a hoop skirt. So I joined the unit and put on the blue because I started thinking more of being an American and not just being Southern.
Whiteman says some of his Confederate reenactor buddies tease him. The ribbing may get even worse now. He's about to play Union soldier to a national audience during President Bush's inaugural parade. On this day, Whiteman's group has gathered behind a friend's house to practice. They form two lines, shoulder muskets, and wait for their sergeant's orders.
Company, forward, march.
Left wheel.
The drummer boy clicks his sticks together, and the troops march back and forth across the hilly yard. Several of the men say they're Republicans and voted for the Bush-Cheney ticket. Regiment leader Brad Quinlan says they applied to march in the inauguration because of a discovery they made.
Over the last couple of years, we found out that the Vice President of the United States' great-grandfather was a captain in the regiment, the 21st Ohio. And over 10 years, I've collected over 700 letters, diaries, and information, and a lot of them mention Samuel Fletcher Cheney.
Quinlan has met with the Vice President at the White House to discuss Cheney's great-grandfather's exploits in the Battle of Chickamauga. That's where, Quinlan says, the 21st Ohio fought off Confederates for 7 hours so the Yankees could retreat to Chattanooga. Quinlan believes the heroism of this unit, plus the Cheney connection, probably explain why the inaugural committee is letting Union reenactors from the South parade. But that doesn't seem to matter to some Georgians who are still upset over the war. After the Atlanta Journal-Constitution ran a profile of the group, one reader wrote in to say, quote, "The Georgians who are donning the Union blue for Bush's inauguration event are either transplants or traitors." Sons of Confederate Veterans member Dan Coleman says the wounds of the South haven't healed completely.
We are not terribly offended by something like this, although I think that if the situation had been reversed, there would be a lot of people hollering discrimination about the South. If we had an event here and we invited Southern reenactors, did not allow Union reenactors, then I think, as other times, there'd be a lot of fingers pointed at us.
But 18-year-old reenactor Bill Hughes laughs at the idea of hurt feelings.
The war ended 140 years ago. There's really no reason to hold animosity over it.
Hughes says marching down Pennsylvania Avenue will be the coolest thing he's ever done. The reenactors will follow a route similar to the one the 21st Ohio took during the grand review of federal armies that followed the Civil War. For NPR News, I'm Emily Kopp in Atlanta.